Welcome today to this mini podcast, and we're going to focus on having a new mind. And it's based on Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 18, and Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. To set the stage, let's first turn to the scripture readings for today. Our first reading is from Ezekiel 18, verses 1 through 4, and verses 25 through 32. In this passage, God questions the fairness of his ways and challenges his people to turn from their injustices and seek a new heart and spirit. God desires life for everyone and calls for repentance. Next, we have Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40, where Jesus asked about the greatest commandment. Jesus replies, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbors as yourself." These commandments summarize the essence of the Christian life and provide a foundation for having a new mind. Now let's dive into our main text, Philippians 2, verses 1 through 18. This letter was written by Paul while he was in prison, and it serves as a thank you note to the Philippians. Paul shares his perspective that despite his circumstances, he rejoices in every situation because he has the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ doesn't mean thinking exactly like Jesus, but rather aligning our thoughts with his. It involves a change of mind, a new way of processing things. Paul encourages the Philippians to be of the same mind in full accord and to consider others more significant than themselves, showing humility and love. We are not only in need of a new heart, as Ezekiel mentions, but also a new mind. When we think in accordance with Christ's mind, it may seem strange to others, but it is a precious gift from God. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit, we have the tools to live out this transforming thinking. To have the mind of Christ means loving God with our whole being, just as Jesus emphasized in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. We must remember that we have one Lord and our true home is in Him, not in this world. We are called to live without grumbling and dispute, shining as lights in the darkness wherever God has placed us. It is important to recognize that God is at work through all of this, fulfilling His purposes and bringing about His pleasure. By embracing the mind of Christ and allowing Him to shape our thinking, we can live a life that brings glory to Him and impacts the world around us in a positive way. Mother Teresa once said, "Be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies. The greatest things in the world have been done by individuals who dare to have a new mind." God bless you today.